12 Angry Men resonates with the profound relevance revealed when it first surfaced during the civil rights movement 70 years ago. The Sauk Harbor Players presentation marks a change in direction for the troupe, which has been a staple of Sauk theater for more than 40 years. We're looking forward to giving the actors and the audience something more serious and thought-provoking this season, said director Sarah Wilford. Written by Reginald Rose in 1954 and released as a movie in 1957, 12 Angry Men explores themes of justice and morality as the jurors reveal their personal biases and prejudices alongside old pains and true feelings. The plot revolves around a jury in a New York City murder trial that grows increasingly frustrated by a single member whose skeptical caution forces them to more carefully consider the evidence presented to them as they deliberate the guilt or innocence of a young man accused of killing his father. I've been familiar with the original story for many years, and the themes still apply, especially considering what's going on in the world today, Wilford said. Those sentiments are shared by producer Andrew Donnelly and stage manager Jennifer Brown, Wilford noted. Although she has worked as an assistant director before, the show marks Wilford's debut as a director. It is a big project to take on for a first time as the director, Wilford admitted. But it's an exciting opportunity. About 20 members of Sauk Harbor Players are involved in the production, including actors and crew. 12 Angry Men takes place at the Sauk Community Theater in Edward Milne Community School, with shows on Friday, May 24 and Saturday, May 25 at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, May 26 at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available at saukharborplayers.com/12-angry-men at $22 for adults, and $16 for seniors and students. Tickets at the door, if available, are $25 for adults and $19 for seniors and students. Go to that link as well for a look at the full production team and more information on Sauk Harbor Players. Also read, Sauk Youth Cut Loose in Footloose Musical.